Poland confirmed today its military will lead a peacekeeping mission in Iraq. Poles are taking charge of the area of the country between Basra and Baghdad. A commander was also named, but no specifics yet on whom he'll be commanding. Polish officials originally suggested German and Danish troops could provide soldiers for the Polish sector, but Germans aren't going without authority from the United Nations. From Warsaw, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Defense Secretary Jerzy Szymański says Poland was under consideration for a sector in northern Iraq, but Polish troops are better suited for the one between Baghdad and Basra. It's smaller than the northern one, he told Polish radio. It's just 80,000 square kilometers, not 140,000. In the northern sector, there are 7 million people, he said. In this one, 3 million. But, he said, the job will be difficult all over Iraq. Logistics in his sector, though, will be made simpler, since Poland will be stationed between American and British forces. Poland may pay for nothing beyond the salaries of the 1,500-some soldiers it expects to send. The U.S. is expected to pick up much of Poland's tab.
It's a mistake.
Jerzy Marek Nowakowski is foreign editor of Wprost magazine. Poland's mistake, he says, was to ask the U.S. to pay for peacekeeping services.
I believe the best way for financing for a Polish military presence in Iraq is to discuss about the Polish debt in Iraq. Iraqi debt in Poland is over $700 million. But not to ask American friends, especially not to ask publicly about this.
In neighboring Germany, commentators seized on the lack of funds for peacekeeping as just one sign that Poland is taking on a job it's not ready for. Analyst Kai Olaf Lang of Berlin's Institute for International and Security Affairs says Poland's high profile in Iraq exacerbates German fears that Warsaw is more interested in relations with the United States than with the European Union.
We have to take into account that we are on the eve of EU enlargement. And my impression is that, on the one hand, Germany always was the advocate, was Poland's advocate. Germany always said there will be no enlargement without Poland. But on the other hand, there is some latent fear what will happen the day after, what the new members really want, and what are their expectations, their objectives.
In Warsaw, a Western diplomat says one U.S. objective of Poland's participation in Iraq is to help develop the still-reforming Polish military. A defense analyst with the Polish Academy of Sciences, Grzegorz Kościewa-Zorbas, says Poland is preparing to be part of a new, flexible military alliance with America.
This is the next alliance after NATO. Life after NATO. NATO is too old-fashioned. It is Cold War. It's solid but inflexible. NATO, especially the enlarged NATO, won't be able to undertake action quickly, decisively.
NATO is fiercely debating whether to send peacekeepers to Iraq. Poland needs about 5,000 more troops than it can provide alone. Polish officials say they're talking with a range of countries. The final composition of the Polish-led peacekeeping contingent is expected to be announced next week. Emily Harris, NPR News, Warsaw.